Now a long time forgot her dreams, I just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. It's a Bloody Mary morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my life. As we taxi toward the runway, the smog and haze reminded me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. Let's go. Luke and Bob, Texas, with Willie and Waylon and the boy. The successful life we're living has got us feeling like the Hatfields and McCoy. Between the Hank Williams pan songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Out in Luke and Bob, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them. Make them be doctors and lawyers and so. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
I'm crazy for thinking
that my love could hold you, and I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Whiskey River take my mind. I don't ever remember it talk to me. Whiskey River don't run dry.
I'm George Snodgrass from Algea, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Brett Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast, and Willie Nelson rocks the house.
This is Beth from Franklin, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Joy from Franklin, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Bethany Baines from Goodsville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Heather Smith, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Tony Stampley from Spring Hill, Louisiana, Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi there, this is Joy Ford from the Bell Cove Club out in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Ryan Allen, and I'm from Antioch, Tennessee, and I'm listening to Concert Blast, baby.
This is Mackenzie Massey, and I'm listening to Concert Blast. Woo!
This is Lori Beth, and I'm listening to Concert Blast!
Macho was a bandit boy, horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way. I suppose
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with...
This is Mike Arnold.
And we're going to review a show for you tonight that we saw at Starwood Amphitheater. That is Willie Nelson and family.
Tom's not with us tonight. He didn't attend the Willie Nelson John Fogerty concert, but he wished he had have been there. But he did win his baseball game, you know, Brian.
Oh, yeah, and that is the important thing.
Well, let's get on to the show. Actually, we came to the show expecting to do the John Fogerty review because there's a Willie Nelson John Fogerty tour package. Went to Starwood Amphitheater in Nashville, Tennessee, and believe it or not, we probably saw more Willie Nelson fans than we did John Fogerty fans. I was actually shocked. How about you?
Well, I was, not only because of the fan base. Willie Nelson's got a very broad fan base. I saw people in their 60s and people in their early 20s out there and appreciating his music.
Yes, and you'll hear some of the Willie Nelson fans talk. I tell you what, John Fogerty was very, very bright by putting Willie Nelson on this tour. It's a very good match.
Yeah, I was pleasantly shocked. At first I thought Willie Nelson and John, I don't know. But it actually worked. They actually complimented each other very well.
All right, now, how old is he?
Born April 30th, 1933, Abbott, Texas.
2006. He's 73 years old.
Wow.
Willie Nelson is 73 years old, and it was pretty neat how he came out on stage. Before he came out on stage, we were talking to the people at Live Nation, and they were telling us we might have 5,000 or 6,000 people there tonight. And I'm going, man, it's a great night. Great weather. We've had some great weather this summer, haven't we, with concerts?
Yeah, all except for one show when it was in the mid-90s, but other than that, it was great.
Yeah, but no rain. I tell you what, before Willie came out, I don't know if this guy was the tour manager or what, but he came out there to pump the crowd up, and he talked about all of Willie's accolades. Let's listen to some of that, how he did that to the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Nelson has won every major award in the music business. He has been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame 3 times. Tom T. Hall called Willie Nelson the Shakespeare of our time. Fortune Cronkite referred to Willie as the Walt Whitman of our day. Recipient of the Kennedy Center Award for the Performing Arts, 6-time Grammy Award winner, over 345 albums and CDs, over 6,000 appearances on stage. Singer, songwriter, actor, and author. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, Willie Nelson.
Well, the guy just came out and started trying to warm the crowd up. But tell us all that Willie has done in his life. So we'll see why it comes out. He says, in a moment, Willie Nelson.
Over 6,000 performances on stage.
Can you believe that? What, are they giving a hug back there?
That's what I'm
thinking.
So?
It's a prayer back there.
No, that's a chant. They're bouncing. Not a hug. That's not a prayer. It's a song.
And here comes the musicians. That was pretty neat how he's trying to just get the crowd pumped up.
Even if you don't know a whole lot about Willie Nelson, well, let me say this another way. You can't hardly have lived the past 25 years and not know about Willie Nelson, whether you're a huge fan or just a casual fan.
Yeah, about 5 or 10 minutes later, Willie decided to hit the stage. What Willie did, as soon as he walked out, he just walks out, raises both arms up in the air, and just waves at everybody.
Yeah, he just starts shaking his hands at the crowd, saluting the crowd before he even gets started. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And it also got the crowd a little rowdy before he even got started.
Most people come up there with the instruments and just bang out into the first song, but not him. He wanted to say, hey, I'm here, I'm your buddy, I'm your friend, you're my friends, and we're going to have a good time tonight. You know, it was like that attitude. When you do that, I don't mind the hesitation, but when you just walk out there and you stand around for a couple of minutes and you
do a
start
little,
tuning.
Yeah, do a little plinka-plinka thing.
Yeah, that's no good. But the way Willie did it was unique. We had a couple of people with us. We had Nate, who actually goes to church with me. He's the worship and teen minister there. And we also had my son Justin, who's a big Willie Nelson fan. Listen to how the concert started.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa from where?
From Nashville.
So who are you here to see tonight?
Willie Nelson.
Willie?
I'm a Willie fan.
Are you here for Willie?
Yeah, the redheaded stranger from Blue Rock, Montana.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Reed, and I'm from Springfield.
Springfield. How about you?
Dustin, Nashville.
So what do you like so much about Willie?
Just everything, man. The man's a genius.
He's a genius, huh?
He's done more for country music than just about anybody, to be honest with you. I mean, just look at all he's wrote. He's written everything from Crazy to Mendocino County Line. Nobody else spans that long of a bridge right there.
And he's still going.
Yeah, he's still going, exactly. And he stays true to the older artist and the tradition. He keeps with the tradition of country music. I like a lot of people today.
Y'all take care and y'all enjoy yourself tonight.
Will do.
We got Nate and Justin here with us today. Justin's my son. And Nate goes to church with us. He actually works there at the church. What do you do?
I'm the youth minister and the worship team minister.
So you stay busy?
Yes, I do. Busy enough to come to Willie Nelson and John Fogerty concert.
There you go. Tom's not here tonight, so we got these two to take his place. Takes two. He talks a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, Tom's playing ball tonight. Okay, what's Willie going to start with?
Whiskey River.
Whiskey River. Looks like here comes the band.
Willie!
As you hear the crowd. Caring for Willie. Yes, sir. And Willie's out on the stage. And he's waving at everybody. He's got that long ponytail down his waist, doesn't he, guys?
I can't believe having hair that long for that long. He's got hair that long for that long. Most people go through stages, but his has never changed.
And Justin's a big fan of Willie's, huh?
I am a Willie's.
Here we go! Willie Nelson! Yeah! Justin nailed it!
Now that was something. Of course, I was up front. I heard the crowd getting all jacked up about it, but I couldn't really feel it because I was intent on trying to take some pictures already.
But one thing you did see, and when he came out, what was it that fell back behind the backdrop? A big old Texas
flag, absolutely.
And it stayed there during the whole set. What was it you said? Hey, he's in Tennessee. What's he doing with that Texas flag, huh?
Well, that's okay. He had something on his hat that said something about Texas, too.
Yeah.
I guess he takes Texas with him wherever he goes.
Yes, and that's okay, you know. Of course, the first song is his tradition. I saw Willie Nelson in concert one other time, 1978. In 1978, he started off with the same song he did in 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, it was none other than Whiskey River!
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Say that is a great crowd starter. That's a great show starter. You know, you're expecting it. It's even more unique to me when Nugent used to do just what the doctor ordered every single show. We expected it, and we still got fired up because we knew it.
Oh yeah, I mean, how could you not? I mean, that even if you don't know all the words of those songs, like I said, I'm a casual Willie Nelson fan, but I do know Whiskey River.
Well, the next several songs that he played, I really wasn't familiar with. He did about three or four songs I wasn't familiar with. I'm not a huge Willie Nelson fan. I really enjoyed his show. So the next two or three songs I really didn't know. But the next song, everybody knows this one. This is a song he wrote for a girl by the name of
Patsy Cline.
And it is none other than the famous hit
Crazy.
And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. Thank you very much. And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted.
And then right after Crazy, he got into Nightlife.
Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Thank you.
does the songs live. He does it his own unique way. He does it his own unique style. And he probably does it different every time. I'm sure he doesn't have a set list. You could tell by the band looking around him. And they were just looking at him. And he would just start the song himself. And then they would jump in. I like that idea.
I do like it in the fact that I equate him in that fashion to Bob Dylan, where he kind of changes it up all the time. Not only changes up his set list, how he plays it, but also the way he interprets the song.
So there was a couple of times that I really didn't know what he's playing until the second verse. Like this next song, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hand, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side.
I'm a big fan of Kris Kristofferson.
Of Kris Kristofferson.
Yes, I am. And when he came out and he started doing Me and Bobby McGee, I loved it.
Oh, I love that.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Brother, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Oh, can I talk about the next song? I love that song.
I mean, everybody knows this song, so y'all just singing along. It's Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
I love those old Outlaw songs that he did with Waylon Jennings and how they used to sing together. And when he did them live in concert, of course, that just pumped everybody up. Everybody screaming at the top of their lungs.
Oh, yeah, and I do miss Waylon. We actually got to see him one time. I can't remember how long ago it was. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it was quite some time ago we got to see Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, he opened for Leon Russell. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's where it was.
Yeah.
He slowed down, did a much quieter ballad, which is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
The guy's got so many songs and so many hits, one right after the other, right after the other. He doesn't take his time in between songs. He just ends a song, and then he just starts right into the next one, and then the band just follows him.
And sometimes you can't even tell he's going into the other song until he's already there. You don't realize, like we are fans of Willie Nelson, we're casual fans, but you don't realize how much stuff of his you already know. Because he went right from Blue Eyes to Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia!
Georgia! Georgia! There's only one man who does that better, in my opinion.
That's true.
But Willie, you're definitely number two, and nothing to be ashamed of on that song, bro.
That's true. That is true. I have to give it to Ray Charles, huh?
Well, you got to love that song.
The next song he came up with was a very good song that I had completely forgot about, but I really like a lot, especially when I hear Willie doing it. And it's none other than...
Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground.
So leave me if you need to.
do love that song.
Yes.
But it's amazing. I probably hadn't heard that song in 10 years or better.
Then came his signature song. If you think of Willie Nelson, you say, give me a song by Willie Nelson. Well, my first one probably will be Whiskey River. But my second one would probably be On the Road Again. And here it came.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way.
That was really nice, man. That was the crowd clapping and carrying on.
And you couldn't help it. Everybody was clapping.
About from this point on, you didn't know what to expect. But we looked around, and we noticed that there's probably 13,000 people here all of a sudden. The line that came in to buy the grass passes, they were just buying the grass passes like crazy. You still had probably 2,000 seats remaining open, but the grass hill was, it was full. Probably 13,000 people there, huh?
And I've noticed that throughout the summer, people tend to just buy the grass, throw down a blanket, and just enjoy it from the hillside.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a good place to go. Starwood Amphitheater in Nashville, Tennessee is, man, that's really one of my favorite places to see a concert.
And you wouldn't think an outside venue would have that great a sound, but the sound is really great, how it projects up the hill.
Yes. Then came another song, another famous one. You were always on my mind.
I see why he got the recording contract.
Yes.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
And this is about the point where it was well over an hour into the show. And you're thinking, okay, this guy's been out here an hour already, and he's the opening act. Now, how much longer is he going to be? The place is packed. After each song, everybody's yelling at the top of their lungs, and you're thinking he's going to be leaving the stage pretty soon. But guess what? He just kept going. Every now and then, he would put his guitar down, and you'd think, okay, that's it, that's it. And then he'd come right back. Listen to some of these outtakes of us thinking that the show was over. Willie Nelson, leaving the stage.
And family.
Willie Nelson and family.
And family.
And he's taking his vows. The people are going crazy, as you hear. I might do one more. Willie Nelson saying goodbye once more. This time, he's picked it back up again. We don't know what he's going to do now. He's gonna stop about four times already, huh?
Roll out the barrel.
He picked his guitar back up again. He did a couple of religious songs. Will the circle be unbroken? I tell you what, at the end of I Fly Away, was it his sister that was on piano?
His sister played piano. He had his son playing guitar.
Oh, man. She tore the piano up at the end of that song.
And I think he had his brother's second cousin on bass. No, I don't know what he had. But he tends to have a lot of family members and close personal friends in his band.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never knew why they called it Willie Nelson and Family, but it's actually his family members. And that's what's really neat about this show.
And didn't we actually talk to some people who had actually been to one of his family reunions in Texas?
That's right. The next song really floored me. He put his guitar down, and you're thinking, he's leaving the stage again. But no, he picked it right back up, and he poured himself right into the song.
The City of New Orleans.
Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
Is that Arlo Guthrie?
Arlo Guthrie, right, yes. He did a great job on that. I love that style. And then he came back with another shocker for me. And I'm thinking, how can he keep surprising me? I mean, this guy just keeps on. You're thinking it's over. No, he walks back up to the mic and he goes, all the girls I've loved before. And I can't believe this.
All the girls I've loved before. Who travel in and out. I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved before, and to all the girls I once caressed. And may I say I'm hell the best.
He's like so many artists who've had a long career. He can keep pulling them out of the hat, and you say, I would never even thought about that song.
I know it. You're thinking, okay, now it's over. Guess what? He said, let's go to Luckenbach, Texas. He just started in Luckenbach, Texas.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Willie and Waylon and the boy. This successful life we're living has got his funeral like the Hatfields and McCoy. Hank Williams playing songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Another song from the Wailing Days with the Outlaw. That's when it surprised us even more, Brian. He pulled out the song for the second time tonight.
Yeah, Whiskey River. I said, deja vu.
He pulled out Whiskey River again. And I'm going, does he know he played this once already? It didn't matter.
It really didn't matter. I'm thinking, he played it, but it's good. So let's clap again.
Oh, and then, Brian, you fell out on this one.
Oh, he did like an old polka song. He did Roll Out the Barrel.
I tell you what, if I had to do his set list, I couldn't have thought of all these songs that he did. And it was just excellent.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, I've never seen Willie before, ever. But I can tell you, if he comes around, I'd like to see him again. He's thoroughly enjoyable. The crowd is really into it.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking people like 50s and 60s. I'm talking people in their early 20s and late teens. He had a crowd that was just the full end of the age spectrum. He was all over the place, all the way from Mike's son, Justin, who just started college, to I saw people in their upper 60s out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now let's see if he actually does leave the stage. I think he does this time. And after that, we'll listen to some of the fans. I wonder how many times he's going to keep going, huh?
I don't think he's going to stop.
He's waving by now. From Brett.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, what'd you think about Willie?
He rocked.
How about you?
Mackenzie.
From?
Nashville.
Yeah.
And I love Willie.
How about
love
you?
Willie. Ryan from Nashville.
You like Willie too?
I love Willie.
What'd y'all like so much about Willie's tonight?
Because he's a legend.
He's a legend.
He's the best there ever was and ever will be.
Oh.
You gotta see him every year.
Oh, so y'all always go.
We met him last year.
Oh, yeah, you were saying something about that.
Your stadium.
Yep.
Sounds game.
Now, how did you get to meet him? Tell everybody how you got to meet him.
Well, the security guard said, don't tell anybody, but he said, go, go, go.
Really?
We scooted on up to the Honeysuckle Rose.
You can't do that tonight, though, can you?
Yes, we can.
The night is young.
Willie's on the way to the Honeysuckle Rose, and actually we're right behind him, so we need to wrap up this interview.
Okay. Let's get a picture.
Yay.
All right. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Heather, and I'm from Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro. Do you like Willie?
I love Willie.
That's great. You got a cross on?
Yeah.
Does that mean something, or is it just jewelry?
It means something. It's for God.
Oh, there you go. Hey, God bless you. How about you?
Oh, my gosh. I love Willie.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Beth, and I'm from Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, and you?
I'm Joy, and I'm from Franklin, Tennessee.
How'd you like Willie Nelson?
Love Willie. I always love Willie.
Oh, he was awesome.
Willie.
Big Willie fan.
Oh, yeah. National institution.
I didn't think he was ever going to stop.
I was hoping he wouldn't.
I wanted to hear Poncho on Lefty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep talking to people without me.
Well, you have to wait around. Well, this is Brian, by the way.
Hi, Brian. Good. How are you? Can y'all get us backstage?
If I get myself backstage.
If we can get us, you can hide behind us and come on.
Okay. Let's try it.
Do you like Willie?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Shaw, Michigan. Yeah, sir. Yeah. You can't miss it.
Where'd you say you're from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
The X-Men.
Nashville now, though.
Oh, there you go. Good?
Yep. Yeah. He's got songs on the internet.
Yes.
He's a songwriter.
Are you really?
Yeah. Cubby Hole Records? Yeah. Pigs Running Wild.
So what's their website?
CubbyHole.com.
A songwriter from Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah. Ain't that original?
Boy, that's strange. I knew a guy with a black cap from Oklahoma came here once.
Probably then Garth. Yeah.
I can't remember who he is.
Yeah.
He's from a town right on down the road.
Yeah.
When he come here, he straightened up. He was really a nice guy.
Oh, okay. He wasn't always a nice guy?
He's a bouncer in the bar, you know.
That's something.
How nice was that? But, you know, he was a nice bouncer.
He thought he was making fun of him from being from Oklahoma, and he said, oh, I'm from Oklahoma too, man.
That's funny. Thank you for talking to me. How'd you like Willie? Willie was good. But, you know, Willie never plays the same thing the same way twice. So, you know, you just kind of had to guess at the songs. If you can catch some lyrics, you're on it. All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Janet Martin from Franklin, Kentucky. Originally from Texas.
Oh, really?
She don't want no part of this. No.
All right, how'd you like Willie tonight?
I loved Willie tonight. Yeah. I love Willie so much. All that's right. What I'm here for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're sitting here, my 14-year-old daughter is trying to figure out how to meet his son.
The Woo! One with the Ramon shirt on?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to talk to me. I forgot.
Yeah. Had a great time.
All right. You don't say something to me about, what's his name?
We don't know his son's name.
Lucas.
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
All right. So you like Lucas?
Yes. I love Lucas.
Well, so somebody likes Willie Nelson's son here.
I'm not like related to him or anything. Well, actually, I know who you are.
Well, hey, thanks for talking to us.
Cool. Okay.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Kara Maddox. I'm from LaPorte, Indiana.
Wow. You know, I think we talked about a Dr. Maddox at one time.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. From the Paul McCartney show. I remember that show.
Yes.
All right. So you're kin to him.
What? I'm his kin. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
You're in the South. How'd you like Willie Nelson?
Oh, I loved it. I loved when he covered the Elvis song.
Oh,
that
yeah?
was the best.
That's cool. Hey, thanks for talking to me.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, Brian, on the blast scale, what we got?
Well, I mean, you got to remember that the gentleman is still growing great guns, and he's, what, 73 years old, born in Abbott, Texas in 1933, April of 1933. I got to tell you, throw out the age, because it doesn't matter. He's thoroughly entertaining. I would easily give him a 9.0 on that one.
Whoa, very, very impressive. I would give him, an 8.7. And I think the only reason I would give him the 9 or the 9.5 is because at the beginning of the show, he was doing some of the songs in his own way that I didn't understand.
Didn't quite catch on.
I didn't catch on what they were until the second verse. And then I went, I love this song. And then once I caught it, it was like, this is great. I wish he had done it like this from the very beginning. And that's the only thing. He knows how to handle the crowd. There's no doubt about that. He knows how to do his set list. And he also knows how to keep the show going to keep the crowd into it. He always threw hats out in the middle of the crowd. You see that? I think it was the cheap hats that he was selling at his booth, his Willie hats. But he would put one on and for a while, and then he would throw it out in the crowd. Of course, you know, you see all the hands and the fighting over the Willie Nelson hat that he was wearing.
I got to say, the one reason you knocked off like half a point or something like that is the reason I tended to like it a little bit more, because he changed it up a little bit, but not so much to make it so obscure you couldn't recognize the song. And I kind of loved it how it's, you don't quite hear it the same way no matter which show you go to or no matter how many times you hear him sing. Now listen to like Whiskey River. He sung it a little bit differently than he did when he opened it, as he did toward the end of the set.
It was still a great show. It was very entertaining, and I was very surprised about how good it was. Until next time, anything else, Brian?
No, that's about it, man.
All right, this is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off.
And see you next time. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.